This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The White House is a long way from any place with that framework nuclear agreement with Iran. There are some very skeptical audiences the president will have to convince on this thing, including, but not limited to, the Congress of the United States and allies like Israel and Saudi Arabia. But that said, if, and grant you, this is a very big if, Iran does eventually get out from under in one way or another its decades-long economic isolation, it could well become a regional economic power over there. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman starts us off.
Consider a few figures from the CIA, the World Bank, and the like. Iran has the third biggest proven oil reserves in the world, the biggest natural gas reserves, among the most zinc and lead, plus plenty of copper, iron, and coal. Daniel Yergin analyzes energy economics at IHS.
If sanctions are removed, then you could see a country that becomes quite dynamic and would be seen as the next big emerging market.
Here's more potential. Iran's got well-developed industry compared to its Middle East neighbors, auto plants, food production, telecom, and 75 million consumers, many of them middle class, attuned to Western products and styles. Iran expert Kaveh Ehsani at DePaul University.
So the human resources are tremendous. The higher education system is very good, and the Iranian students are highly motivated.
But now come the obstacles, big obstacles, for Iran to become a significant player in global markets. Let's start with natural gas. There's been speculation Iran could knock out Russia as the major supplier to Europe. But, says energy analyst Stephen Shork, sanctions have left Iran's infrastructure in disrepair. It doesn't have pipelines or liquid natural gas plants to get the gas to market.
I'm skeptical that Iran can compete with Russia or Qatar or Australia or the United States.
And sanctions, plus Iran's centralized theocratic government, have suffocated the private sector and bred corruption, which will be hard to dislodge whether sanctions are lifted or not. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.